from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just warn me, Tyler, is this prime Joe? Like, is this Joe?
No, okay, no. Right. I wouldn't say that now.
All right.
No conviction catch today.
Me and Joe sometimes catches me off guard with some of the stuff he says. Like his explanation of doing everything not to call Luis Garcia a setback, but then explaining exactly what a setback is. That's an all-timer.
So I'm trying to do the best I can.
That goes down in David Culley territory of pure greatness.
It's, you know,
Bill O'Brien.
The amount of injuries the Astros have had to deal with this year, Espada's got to be running out of bullets in his chamber.
It sucks.
That's why you just got to get one bullet and keep using it.
Yeah.
Like Dusty would. HIPAA.
It's not ideal.
All right, here's some updates. I'm going to save Tucker for last. Let's get updates from Luis Garcia and Justin Verlander. Last time we heard it, to just remind you, and you'll tell me if I'm off on something here, Sean. I know Verlander, the last time I heard, there was no timetable, and he was throwing a bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Garcia threw a bullpen, threw 31 pitches, and seemed to feel good. And they talked about the potential of him going on another rehab assignment. So that's the latest with those two. Here's the current update is hot off the press. The captain, Joe Espada, just met with the media. Here's his updates on Luis Garcia and Justin Verlander.
Luis just threw a bullpen today, 35 pitches. He said he felt pretty good. JB will throw one tomorrow. I just finished talking to JB. He played catch. He said he feels really good. He said feel really, really good.
So just regular catch he played today.
I like the last part, though. He feels really, really good.
Not conviction catch. Yep.
Really wish there would have been some conviction involved in the catch.
Listen, Tyler, have you missed it? One time he said Verlander played catch and played with conviction. So, like, to me, Tyler, if he would have had a conviction catch type of a day today, he had that today, and a bullpen tomorrow.
Whoo! Boy, now we'd be talking.
Now we're flirting with corporate.
You're doing too much.
We're flirting with corporate.
I like
that.
If
that was
I heard.
Conviction catch today,
I'd be feeling good.
If he had a conviction catch session today and followed it up with a bullpen. But now it's just regular catch.
Damn.
And bullpen. We'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, we'll take it, but it could have been, this could have been very exciting.
It looks like, yet again, Luis Garcia is moving closer. Right, he seems like the one that you feel like he's going to get closer. Hopefully, he doesn't have
a step back.
He threw four more pitches today than he had the last time. So this today felt like for me, like, okay, well, let's not push the envelope. Let's just see what you feel like. We'll do the same thing we just did the other day and see where you're at.
Add a little bit more. A little bit, four more pitches. So we'll see.
So, I'm not excited at all about that.
All right, here we go. Tucker's been out since June 3rd. They've tried to tell us it's a bone bruise and there was nothing broken.
Well, this is not good.
Wrong.
We're in the day of mid-50s now that he has been out. Last update we got from him was, took some ground balls in Seattle. Not doing any lateral movement yet. Hoping to see him start to do some more running, but still having issues putting weight all the way on that leg, which is pretty problematic. But he was hitting in the cages, and taking some swings. So here is the latest update. By the way, if you don't know, I have a bet with Clint that I'm going to lose.
Which is?
That Kyle Tucker is back in the lineup before August.
Before August.
It's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully this update makes me feel better about that. Here's Kyle Tucker's update from Joe Espada.
Tuck, he's just doing his outfield drills. He's improving, but not at the pace that we want him to. So we'll see how the next couple of days will go.
Well, that sucks.
I think that translates to a couple of weeks, to be quite honest.
Doesn't translate to before August. He's back in the lineup.
Yeah, a couple of days with this Astros, the brass for the Astros. A couple of days is a couple of weeks, man. Oh, what the hell? What has happened to his shin?
I have never seen anything like this in baseball, to my recollection, for a guy that pounded a baseball off of his shin. A knee? Okay. Like, ankle? Okay. Shin? Like, me and Ron were just talking about during the break, he tried to get back in the batter's box on June 3rd. You know? He tried to, like, stick it out. I was like, nope. And you're thinking, well, it'll be a couple of days max. He'd be right back out there. You know, he'd be wearing them seams on his shin, but he'd be fine.
He tried to stay in the game.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's saying.
He tried to stay in the game, and we've gotten to this.
I mean, it's got to be a nightmare situation inside that shin right now.
I don't like to do this.
That thing was fractured, man. I don't care what anybody says.
Alleged.
Nah, that thing was fractured.
You can't.
I'm telling you right now, that thing was fractured. You're not missing 53 days for a contusion.
Listen, I won't say this. I don't like to do this. Like, I feel like somebody needs to be fired. I just think the Astros, their medical situation, their issues with getting guys back, it just feels like there are some potentially misdiagnoses. Like, the injuries that they have had, I just think somebody's like, we gotta try something different. We gotta hire a different staff. We gotta do something different. Like, this Kyle Tucker thing is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Verlander, there's no timetable. He's old, but whatever. Like, we went from a neck issue with Christian Javier to all of a sudden Tommy John.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.